USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another victim found.
Very unfortunately, one additional victim was recovered. So the number of deceased is now at 12. The number of unaccounted is now 149.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava making that announcement at a Tuesday evening press briefing. The search continues at the site of the partially collapsed Champlain Tower, as Florida State Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle said Tuesday that prosecutors will push for a grand jury investigation into the collapse. The White House also announcing that the president will visit the site on Thursday. And the House has passed a bill to remove statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed in a 285-120 vote Tuesday. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. The House passed it last year, but no action was taken in the upper chamber. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.